We're going to learn a piece from Rav Soloveitchik's, one of his essays, Ala Tshuva, where he discusses two different types of confession, two different types of vidui. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, explains that when someone commits a sin, then he's obligated to, or when he does tshuva, kishiyasa tshuva, chayv baruch hu, he's obligated to confess. And Ketzad Misvadim asked the Ram, how does one confess? Omer, he says, On Hashem, Chatasi Avisi, I sinned before you, Vasizikafachach, and I did this and that. For any Chamti Uboshti, and behold, I regret and embarrassed for my deeds. V'olam Chozir Ledavar, and I am not going to return to this forever. Zehu Ikaro Shel Vidui. And this is the essence of Vidui, V'chlar Marba, Lisvadus, Marach, Be'inyan, HaMezim, Meshubach. The more that you confess, the better. So according to the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Vidui involves three fundamental concepts: acknowledgement of sin, remorse, and resolution not to sin in the future. Korban alone cannot bring about acquittal. You need tshuva and you need confession in order to achieve tshuva. So in order to achieve kapara, you need teshuva, you need confession. What's interesting is that if you look in the Maseches Yoma, in the Mishnah, Paragimel Mishneches, where it talks about the Kohanim, or the Kohen Gadol, who confesses for the sins, so he says, Ana Hashem kaper na lavanos la pshim la chatim shavisi v'shapachati v'shachatasi lefanecha. Hashem, please atone for my sins, that I sinned before you, and you vasi me and my household. Like it's written in the Torah of Moshe, keep it a mechaper lechem, because in this day you will achieve kapara. Now here, in the Mishnah and Yomam, the confession only includes acknowledgement of sin and tefillah. You ask Hashem to atone. But there's no remorse and there's no resolution not to sin in the future. And in general, the Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos writes about smicha, that in the context of a korban, the kohen would place his hands on the animal, and he would engage in vidui. He would do vidui. And Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvav says, Ketzim his father, what would be the vidui? Omer, he would say, Chatasi v'isi pashati v'asizikach v'kach, I committed the sin, v'chazarti b'tshuva lifanecha, and I repented before you, v'zo kaparasi, this is my atonement. So there's a fundamental difference between the Rambam's description of confession in Hilchos Tshuva and Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos. In Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, I have sinned before you, lefanecha. And in Maaseh Korbanos, I chazar to be tshuva lefanecha. I've repented before you. In Hilchos Tshuva, there is a resolution for the future. Say, I'm never going to sin again. And in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, there's no resolution about the future. We just say, v'zo kaparasi, and this is my acquittal. This is my atonement. There seems to be two different types of confession the Rambam is describing here. There's one type of confession that's in the context of tshuva, and is usually the end of the process. At first, you have thoughts of tshuva, then you make a plan, and then eventually you express these thoughts, this plan through vidui, through confession. It's the end of the tshuva process. However, there's another type of tshuva that there's a requirement to confess even after you sinned. And what that means is there's a responsibility to confess long after the tshuva has taken place. And there's the tshuva of Maaseh Korbanos, where you're saying that you're confessing after you did tshuva. So here you have vidui as an independent existence. And in fact, if confession is simply an act of repentance, why must the Kohen Gadol confess two or three times on the very same day? And how can he confess for the sins of the Bnei Israel? How can I confess for the sins of anyone else? It must be that this type of confession is unrelated to teshuva. Maybe you're confessing for sins for which repentance isn't necessary, either because they're not your own sins or because you already repented of them. And if Soloveitchik writes that there are really two different types of confession, as mentioned, there's confession which is integral to the part of the tshuva process, and there's confession which comes to appease God. And Hilchos tshuva, confession is the last stage of tshuva. And there's a detailed type of confession in this confession for tshuva. I acknowledge a sin, I have remorse, I resolve not to sin in the future. And also here you're saying, I have sinned before you. Rav Soloveitchik in his essay Al Tshuva writes that this type of confession is not something that comes about suddenly. It's certainly not the mechanical recitation of a set formula. Is rather part and parcel of repentance, the climactic finale of a drawn-out, exhausting process. And just as repentance cannot be considered complete until it has brought man to confess, so too, confession is not valid unless it bursts forth from within the fiery depths of the furnace of repentance. This is the first type of confession found in Hilchos Tshuva. However, the in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos, the Rambam is talking about confession for appeasement. The second type is, I have repented before you. The second type of confession of salvation explains is about both despair and faith. There's an acknowledgement of sin, but there's a belief, even after tshuva, even after you've repented, I still acknowledge that I sinned, and therefore I'm in despair. How can I return to God? As the Rav Soloveitchik writes, acknowledgement of sin, which leads to a state of helplessness and utter exhaustion, is the first part of the process of repentance and confession. I've sinned, I've acted perversely, I've transgressed, that is to say, I'm polluted by sin, I'm a despicable outcast. So here, he says, this awful feeling does not necessarily lead to unmitigated despair. Man is capable of a complete change of mood. I have come back to stand before you. This is the dialectic of the process of repentance, the inherent polarity of the conflicting forces within the soul of man which come to the fore when man stands before you. One day he is loathsome, and the next he can be appealing and beloved. Only an instant separates one day from the next, one quantum jump. That the second type of confession is about wanting to return to God. It's after tshuva, but you're feeling a sense of despair. How can I come back to God after my sin, even though I've done tshuva? But then we also have the belief, though, that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva. That's the faith. It's a famous Yerushalmi, Maseches Makos, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. They ask wisdom, the sinner, what will be his punishment? Evil will chase the sins. They ask prophecy, what's the punishment of the sinner? The soul that sins will die. They ask God, sinner, what's his punishment? Hashem said to them, Yasu tshuvich iskaperlo. Let him do tshuva. In other words, it's logical, it's rational that once you sin, that's it. You're going to be punished. We can't come back to God. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, that there's a way back. So it's this faith in God, despair followed by faith. This is the second type of confession. Acknowledgement of sin, but belief that Hashem has given us a path forward. Then the korban is the sacrificial act. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur may be feeling despair. I have sinned, I have acted perversely, I transgressed, but he has faith. Kiva Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. He quotes the pasuk that Hashem will cleanse us. As we approach the Yom Nerayim, we carry with us both types of confession. On the one hand, we confess as an act of teshuva, acknowledging our sins, expressing regret, and resolving never to repeat them. This is our personal work of moral responsibility, the process that begins in the heart and culminates in words that give shape to our inner transformation. But there's also another confession, one that does not grow out of repentance, but out of our need to stand before God, even when we feel unworthy. This second confession is not only about sins, it is about our relationship. It is the cry of the human being who knows he is frail and fallible, who feels despair and smallness, and yet clings to faith in God's love and mercy. It is the confession that allows us to draw close again, to trust that God wants us near him. And so when we say Vidui during this season, we stand at once in brokenness and in hope. We admit that we have failed, but we also proclaim that Hashem has opened the door for us to return. The very act of confession is not only about unburdening ourselves of guilt, it is about affirming that Hashem listens, forgives, and desires our closeness. If we enter this season feeling unworthy, let us remember that unworthiness itself can become the path to closeness. For Hashem asks not perfection, but honesty, humility, and the willingness to return. And with every word of confession, we are not only casting off sin, but also drawing nearer to the one who in his infinite love calls us back and promises, Kiva yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. On this day you shall be cleansed. Before Hashem, you shall be purified.